Blog Talk Radio.
I think I see you. All right. I got you. All right, Sister Shayla Mae Young. Hello. Let me email her. Just say she has something she wants to say. What's going on in the chat room? I'm not even looking. Who y'all call it? Cokeheads and crackheads and. No, that's not what I'm looking for. Okay, 618-59. Hold on. Okay. All right, I figured the wrong line, sister. How you doing?
Hey, Phil, don't be announcing my cell phone on the live feed now.
No, I'm not going to announce your full number. I say 618. Come on,
all right,
huh?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, what's going on?
I've been a long-time subscriber of yours. But,
well, thank you.
I was conflicted about one video you made. I don't know if you remember that black guy who confronted that interracial couple in the restaurant.
Yes.
Okay, and I know you believe in us separating from whites or whatever. So I feel like, how can we separate from whites if we're dating them? Like, how does that work?
Well, you want to know my full position. This is my full position. I believe that black people need to take care of themselves and work on their issues. You're going to have to deal with other people, you know, regardless in this country. You can't just be to yourself. Now, what I didn't agree with the situation was you walking up on two strange people. You don't know the situation. What's going on? You're going to start talking to them. My thing is, okay, if you don't believe in that, then you don't do it. You can't tell other people what to do with their life, their genitals, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about that. I don't have that kind of time to worry about other people. Some people are just not going to get it, and that's fine. You got to move on.
Do you feel that dating interracially is productive, though?
Productive? I don't think. This is what I tell guys, and I'm going to tell you like I tell all of them. I think, personally, you should make it easy on yourself. And I think you should date within your community. But if you can't for some reason, then I would suggest a person of color. That's what I say.
Person of color as in what?
Person
sorry, I might be asking too many questions.
A person of color as in what we consider color. You got Asian people as person of color, Hispanic people, Native American people. You got all those different people. That's what I suggest. And make sure they're not a coon or a sambo. That's how I look at it as well. You marry a black person, and they can be a coon. You can marry Stacey Dash, and now you're going to become a coon, too. She black. You can marry Larry Elder if you're a woman.
Yeah.
What?
I said true, but I don't swing that way.
Well, and that's fine. You shouldn't. Don't swing that way. Don't do it. That's why I tell people, everybody's different in our community. We're going to have to accept. There's differences. You're going to see some people think this way, some people think that way. We can't say we all have to think one way. Like the other brother Chad that was on, I was looking at the comment section, right? You got to talk to that brother.
Right.
You got to figure out what he got going on. We all are different. Let's say if that dude that you were talking about in the video that went up to him, like, he's still black. Maybe one day he may get it. Maybe he may not get it. We don't know. But at the end of the day, is he going to bring something to the table of the black community? Could he help black people? What if that dude become like a millionaire and really want to help the black community? Like, are we going to reject him because he with that female? As long as he's trying to help the community, like, that's how I look at it.
Okay.
I look at the bigger picture.
All right, thanks for answering my question. That was the only question I had.
That's the only question you had. I mean, there's some people that got this movement now, and that's fine. They say, well, you should only, you know, date black people, marry black people. And that's fine. I think you should do that for self-preservation. You have to do that. And really, in this country, or maybe different parts of the world, we really can't breed ourselves out unless we really purposely do that, breed ourselves out. So I think our genes are the most strongest genes out there, and the science backs that up. But some people, you know, are different, and we need to change the mentality in our community too, because some people are rejected in our community. Like some people may consider weird or nerdy or, I mean, you know all different stereotypes.
Right.
You know, so what can we do to change that? Because some people, some guys who are considered nerds or lame, how are we going to change that perception for those guys? Like with some of the ladies in our community. Because not every guy can have that. Go ahead.
I was going to say I don't really know because I don't really judge people by being nerdy or whatever. I'm married to a black man, and
mm-hmm.
he's not thuggish or anything like that. And I see the people in the comments asking if I'm white and stuff like that. So I'm definitely black. My husband is black. I guess people have an idea of how black people should be, and those are really stereotypes that are projected by white supremacists, that black people have to be a certain way or talk a certain way.
But, sister, also, that's a slave mentality, too. Because, you know, why is it that we have to talk certain ways? And, like, you can't tell black people when you're talking to them? Like, you can hear the inflection and cadence of somebody's voice, even if they speak in so-called white, whatever that means. You can still hear the inflection and cadence in black people's voice.
Mm-hmm.
And why would they assume you're white when you ask a question about a video and you say you believe black people shouldn't be interracial dating? Like that's dumb.
Know.
That's dumb. like I told me before, I don't think it's reductive. I can only speak from a black man's perspective. I don't think it's reductive at all for black men to be marrying and dating white women. I don't think it's reductive because I explained this. I said, when you go to work, you deal with some racism. How are you going to come home and explain that and even have that relate to her? She can listen to it, but what if you just pissed off and you just going in that day? She may get quiet on you all of a sudden. And she's like, well, you know, I'm not that way, so why are you so angry? You know, she won't understand it.
Right.
And so, and since
right.
You
nine times out of ten, he's going to pretend like racism don't even exist.
Exactly. And then I've heard some people say, well, I mean, I'm not that way, and I don't understand it, and why do I have to get involved with it? And then you have a child, and then now you're going to screw that child head up because, you know, it goes back to, well, my child's mixed. They're not black. And all. So just to prevent all that, this is what I say to a black man. That's the only thing that I say. Now, what other brothers do is their business. But I think at the same time, we got a lot of things we got to look at and accept for us to come together in unity, though, sister. Because we got too many factions in our community. How can we come together when we won't even accept different ones?
Right.
Because we can't just unify with the, I'm the Hoteps, and then, I'm the extremely pro-blacks, I'm the Christian, I'm the Nation of Islam, I'm the Black Panthers, I'm the, like, everybody's in these different sections, but we talking about unity. What's going to bond us together?
Well, that's the main thing that separates black people is religion, because all these religions teach us to only really associate with people of your same religious background. I know when I was really hardcore in Christianity, like, that's what they teach you. Don't be equally yoked. And if people aren't like you, then get from among them. So
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why
I stopped going to church, because I felt like it was keeping me in bondage and keeping me from learning about myself and keeping me from meeting other black people too.
Okay, so you separated. So you separated from the black church, and you feel. I mean, are you still? Do you have a relationship with God? Are you spiritual, or are you just kind of?
Yes. I'm a very spiritual person, but I need to get off this phone because my 3-year-old son just woke up, and he's probably about to start making noise.
Oh, all right. Good deal. Well, take care of the baby, and you have a blessed night, sister.
Okay, you too. Thanks. Good night.
Oh, good night. All right, let's see here. Hold on, one more call. Hello. Sister Victoria, I know you're next. Are you on the line? I'm looking for you. Sister Victoria, are you on the line? Because you say you're going to call in after this call. What do I know why I'm not stupid? I'm trying to figure that one out. You say 2015, I changed a lot. Now ask me why that happened. Who's on here promoting dating white people? I'm trying to figure who's doing that. How am I ignorant? Y'all over here trying to make it deal by black men dating white females. They can't do whatever they want. No, it's your life. Do whatever you want. But my thing is, I just don't. That's not something I really advise for you to do. I mean, it's just especially in this climate. And you heard what the lady called in earlier to say. They look at you as still as they slaves. Let me see, make sure I check. I think he's down right there. Oh, okay. Sister Victoria, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Hey, well, I'm looking at you. See, I got a question. What are your thoughts on black atheism? I don't like the university scoring we get. We're black just like you. Well, I mean, I have a position about atheism, but at the end of the day, like I said, in order to have global unity, we're going to have to unify under we're black, we're in this together, we can figure out the religion, no religion, whatever you want to think later. That's our. I think, you know, Sister Victoria, that you're listening, I think that's our biggest problem for unification. We don't know how to put aside our belief systems to come together under a community agenda. Well, I guess she said, hold on a second. Anyway, I think that's the problem. Well, I can't come together with a black atheist. I can't come together with a black Christian. I can't come together with a black Nation of Islam. I can't come together with a black person in the Panthers. You know, I can't come together with a black person as a Hebrew Israelite. You know, I can't come together with somebody that believes in the comedic teachings. I mean, like, we got to come together, man. What's the point of having this, talking about black unity, and you can't, and you're going to have to even come together with a person as a black Republican. You may. A black Democrat. You're right about that. We need to recognize ourselves as a diaspora. And even though you're a diaspora, you're still going to have people that think different from you. And just because someone thinks different from you, we can't attack them. And we can't reject them either. Let's sit down and talk with them and say, look, brother, sister, I disagree with this because of this. And that's it. Sister Victoria, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, what you want to say? I can keep talking.
A couple of things. Number one, about that one lady who called, who about the slave thing. Well, I think that's why we're in the position we are now. It's because we've ignored their blatant racism, and we've just allowed them to pretty much run amok. We became comfortable in a system of white supremacy. And I think this is why we're in the position we are now, because we're just so used to ignoring it. And they know we've gotten used to ignoring it. And another thing is, you have a lot of people who identify as white in your comment section who keep talking about, well, I'm white and I'm not like this, and just all this dumb stuff. And I'm just like, well, if you are white and you are not like this, why don't you actually pretty much kind of like how they all got together instead of protesting for the Women's March, why don't you get something together like that? Why don't you raise money the way people were raising money when Trump banned all the Muslim countries from coming into America? Why don't you do something other than get in your comment section and talk about how you're white and you are not racist? You know, I see people all the time talking about, well, I'm not like this, and I don't understand why black people are mad. And the thing about it is, it's like, well, why do you think black people are mad? Our anger is coming from your racism. If you stop your racism, we wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, that's the nerve of them to even get upset. That's the part. Like, what are you mad for? We don't want us to be mad.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, because it seems like the more we call out their racism and the more we're exposing their racism and their diseased mindset, the more they think we're being racist towards them, when if they weren't racist, we would have no reason to call out their racism.
Well, we can't be racist anyway. What can we do other than call you a name? That's about it. What can we do to disenfranchise them? We don't even have no laws that's oppressing them. All the laws that they have that they complain about, affirmative action, all these civil rights laws, all those laws were created to suppress the white nature of killing, oppressing, and attacking us. They didn't write them laws because of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Excuse me, it's crazy.
Yeah, but like you said, yeah, they always say that. I'm not racist. I'm not this, I'm not that. Okay, cool. If you're not, cool. What are you doing? Like you said earlier, what are you going to do about changing the system then if you're not that way? Don't just tell me that way, because I don't see your actions. Because you'll say, I'm not that way, and you go right back to living in the same system where it's not equal for everybody. This racial hierarchy where your skin color makes you at the top.
Exactly. But, let me hop back into this comment section.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you reading the comments?
Yeah. I'm about to hop back into this comment section.
How you going to separate from when we live in the same country as them? 75% of them live nowhere near you. That's a fact. They separate from you for real. Damar from Compton. She got off the line? Okay. Damar from Compton. What's your number, Damar from Compton? Of all the first three areas, six numbers. What's your number? I saw what you said in that comment section. This should be interesting. So I'm about to get off this line. It's already 109 over here in my end. What's your number, Damar from Compton? Because I got to go. Damar from Compton, going once. I need, what's your number? Okay, got it. I don't see an area code on my screen. Damar from Compton. Don't see a guy. Nope. Well, like I said before, I see what you're writing, but I don't see you on my queue list. I don't see an area code. Well, I don't know, man. Look, check this out. You, them people in the comment section got you riled up. I ain't get you riled up. You do you. And even if I did, you do you. Right now, I'm gonna have to get up off of here because I gotta get up in the morning. Go with my trainer and everything. Cause he kicked my butt today. Oh, did he kick my butt today, y'all? It just that dude there. I tell you, dude. He,